Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The 1-2, ground ball right side right to Nate Lowe. He outruns the batter to the bag just barely, and the ball game is over. The Rangers have won it by the score of 10-4.
The Rangers get a four-run second inning and then a homer from Mitch Garver, his eighth of the year in the fourth, to put them up 7-4, and they never looked back from that. 10-4, as the Hall of Famer Eric Nadell had the final call for you here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. They get game one of this three-game set in Kansas City to improve to 35-37 on the year. Back at it again tonight, pregame for you at 6:30 with Jared Sandler. First pitch from Kauffman Stadium at 7:10 with the Hall of Famer Eric Nadell and Matt Hicks. It'll be John Gray, the righty, taking on Jonathan Heasley, a fellow righty who's 1-3 with a 4.14 ERA, as the Rangers will look to take this three-game series in Kansas City. As, RJ, we had this conversation yesterday. Martin Perez got the win. He went 6-2, was shaky in the first two innings, but recovered nicely. We, you know, Eric and I kicked this around because Martin was asked prior to his start yesterday about his future with the Rangers, and he really tripled down. He said 300% he wants to remain a Texas Ranger past this year, and the majority of the fan text was in line with that. Hey, we would like to hang on to Martin Perez. Where do you stand with that here as the deadline looms? Would you rather the Rangers look to move Martin, or are you, they should probably hold on to him as well, one-year, $4 million deal?
I guess my question would be, what was the plan going into the year? Now, I'm gonna say that knowing that they probably didn't plan on him having like a 1.94. They probably plan on him maybe making the team and then maybe being a fifth starter or whatever. I would err on the side of, is it likely that this is the new Martin Perez for the next 5 years? Chances are it's probably not. So I would get as much as I possibly could for him. That's just me. And then if he wants to come back in the offseason, he's be free, right? He can come back. Or whenever his contract's up at the end of the year.
It was just a one-year, $4 million deal.
Then he can come back. If he wants to remain, and then you get the most for him. You've got to be able, you're still looking to build this roster. You're still looking to get better and deeper as an organization. And Martin Perez can bring you back a B-level prospect, you go get it. And then you try to re-sign him in the offseason because you're probably not going to make the postseason this year. And if you do, you know, what are the prospects? Are you going to win the World Series? That's still the goal, right? That's still the ultimate long-term goal, is to win the World Series. And, you know, Martin Perez being on your team in August and September of this year doesn't really help you out to do that.
No, that is fair. And in listening to Chris Woodward talk, when I've been able to go out there and, you know, whenever Eric or Matt is out and Jared steps into that play-by-play chair, which he does a fantastic job, and then I slide in for Jared, this team's going all in this offseason. You know, they're looking at from next season on, they're a postseason, we're trying to get to World Series contention. The rebuild is over. So, you know, this might be the last trade deadline where they look at themselves as sellers, if you will, if they even are.
And then this is where you really got to strike. And there's two instances that I can remember off the top of my head where a team traded a guy at the deadline knowing that they wanted to bring him back and that he wanted to go back. One was John Lester, who the Red Sox traded to the A's, and he wound up not going back. right? I think he went to Chicago after that. And then the other one was the Yankees trading Chapman to the Cubs, and then he came back in the offseason.
Right.
So we've seen it where,
I like that. I didn't even consider the idea of Martin being traded and then coming back because he does love it here in
Texas.
If
he wants to be here, then, you know, then sign him in the offseason. You've shown this past offseason that you don't mind opening up that checkbook. Do they even call that anymore? Nobody cuts checks anymore. Why do they still say you open the checkbook?
Yeah, it's a good...
Let's just open the debit card.
It's fair. Open up the debit card. It's like the term...
We're just going to swipe the card for you.
Pocketbook. Like pocketbooks don't exist anymore, right? Like no one's pulling out the pocketbook.
Or the money clip.
It's just a purse now?
I guess.
We're not calling it a pocketbook?
I think we've
it's
done away with the satchel. The pocketbook. Yes.
Indiana Jones wears one.
It's clutch.
Are you guys serious? You guys just bleeping with me right now? What? It's a callback from The Hangover.
Yes, it is.
Love you guys.
Wear a beeper. Zach Wolchek, Eric Chiafalo in for Sean Sharif. We got Gaylord Choppy, Peyton Russell in for Troy Hughes as we rock with you on this Tuesday morning. Thank you for hanging out with us in your DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys, home of the Rangers here, 105.3 The Fan. You can usually catch us on the G-Bag Nation with Gavin Dawson and Brian Broaddus, 2 to 7 here on 105.3 The Fan, formerly of the Nosebleed Seats, as we will take you to 10 a.m., give way to the KMC Masterpiece. Other headlines for you. My goodness, NBA news. We're going to have a lot of it this week. Still the latest on Jalen Brunson. It seems it's trending. He's most likely going to head to New York. Still nothing official. And maybe he does end up staying at Dallas Maverick. But we did get Jake Fisher, who covers the NBA.
Friend of this here show.
Yes. Mm-hmm. For Bleacher Report, does a fantastic job. Was tweeting and has been making the rounds on other shows. He said that it is shifting and it's more likely than not that Jalen Brunson will become a member of the Knicks.
Yikes.
That's the latest buzz that he is hearing.
This is huge. I think this would be a blessing in disguise. Not because he's not a really good player. He's a very good player. I just don't think he's worth $25 million a year.
I don't either.
Yeah, I mean,
I think you could find Jalen Brunson somewhere.
I think the biggest loss is the asset, right? I mean, I think that's what the Mavericks need right now. It's just to maintain trade pieces to try and keep trying to improve the roster.
This is what the Warriors did with KD. Once they knew they couldn't re-sign him, they did the sign and trade.
And they were able to get D'Angelo Russell.
And then they knew they didn't want Russell.
They flipped him for Wiggins.
They flipped him for Wiggins and Kuminga.
Yep.
Remember the pick. You've got to resign yourself. This is when you've got to become shrewd. You got to resign yourself to the fact that he's not going to stay, and you got to sign and trade him. Get something back.
For
something
sure.
Something of value.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's the big thing.
I mean, the Knicks
thing.
Apparently just got a million draft picks, so.
Yeah, they got all sorts of stuff, and they can't just sign him outright. So the Knicks still need help in getting Jalen Brunson at the number that he's going to want, which is apparently, you know, at least that $25 million a year mark, and they're still $6 or $7 million away from that. So they should be, the Mavs and the Knicks should be in constant communication because, yeah, I'm under the impression at this point it seems like a foregone conclusion. The story's been written. Jalen Brunson, it feels like he's going to the Knicks. It's all laid out there. They're going all in for him. And his dad is on the coaching staff, so they know what they need to do to get him, and that's the way it's going to be. Now you just need the Knicks and the Mavs to kind of play together here and allow the Mavs to get something in return, because that is the worst thing, is letting Jalen Brunson walk out and getting nothing for him, because you don't get the cap space. You don't get anything. There's no benefit to him just leaving and you getting nothing in return.
And we'll talk about some other free agent fits for the Mavericks coming up at 8 o'clock. Mavs Moneyball did a great job of talking about sign and trade options for Jalen Brunson. I know on G-Bag on Friday, we were talking a lot about Julius Randle. That would be a dream. Mavs Moneyball basically said it's unrealistic. The money doesn't work there for Julius Randle. This is what could work in a sign and trade. So let me throw this at you.
All right.
See what could happen here. Randle or Fournier is too much. Barrett and Reddish, that combo, too much. Burks and Reddish is too much. So this is what you could do. Nerlens Noel and Cam Reddish. That would be a fit. You could do only Alec Burks or Nerlens Noel. Or you could do one of Nerlens Noel, Burks, or RJ Barrett, and one of Quickly, Grimes, and McBride.
So I don't think that R.J. Barrett they're going to let go. And I don't think that Emmanuel Quickly either is somebody they'd be willing to let go. He's a guy I would love to have.
Yeah, I would like him.
Would really like to have him, but I don't think that is going to be something the Knicks are going to be overly interested in. But if I was the Mavericks, I'd be trying to get him. I think the Nerlens Noel, Alec Burks thing is probably the most realistic. And maybe you get your draft pick back from them that they have. I believe it's next year's first-round pick.
Yes, and that's big. You know, at least you can throw that into it. And Nerlens Noel, I get it. We've had him before.
Is he going to eat hot dogs on the bench?
If you're talking about at least just trying to get better defensively and adding a rim protector, he can provide that for you.
Yeah, he's got that specific skill set that you can use, and the team needs that right now.
You could probably do worse. They could probably do worse.
Yeah, they could do worse for sure.
So there's just some options for you. Elsewhere in the NBA, we talked about this earlier, but if you missed it, Kyrie Irving opting in to his $36.5 million option with the Brooklyn Nets.
Yep, that is correct, and it looks like everything will remain with the trio of KD, Kyrie, and Ben Simmons. And Kyrie, his quote after opting in to the final year, $37 million with the Nets, quote, "Normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different lead us into tomorrow." And I don't want to be led anywhere by you, Kyrie. So I don't know where we're headed. I don't know where you're taking me and us.
He's a bit of a nut.
I would like to get off at the earliest exit ramp, please, sir.
Man, he's a bit of a wild card. There ain't no doubt about that.
I mean, wouldn't you rather be on the side of the road with your thumb up as opposed to being led by Kyrie anywhere in the world?
Look, I would rather be in a vehicle, I think, for the most part, if I know I'm safe.
Even if Kyrie's leading where you're headed that he believes is flat.
Right off of it because he thinks it's flat.
Right. Yeah. He's just going to lead you right off the edge of the earth.
It's a pie. He thinks it's a pie.
Man, is Ben Simmons the most stable guy they have on that roster
100%.
Right now?
It's still Kevin Durant, don't you think?
No, I think Ben Simmons might be more stable than KD. Ben Simmons ain't Googling his own name and Twitter.
That really is just a combustible threesome.
Well, dude. And at least you know what you're getting from Ben Simmons, which is nothing. But, like, you know that. He's not teasing you with, I'm going to be some amazing MVP guy and then give you nothing. You know on the front end, this guy's being open and honest. You're getting nothing from me. And he sets the expectation there. And there's something respectable about that.
Poor Nash is like the biggest problem with Dirk was he had hoop earrings.
Oh.
And butt cut.
So bad. John Wall is set to join the LA Clippers after he reached a buyout with the Houston Rockets. Should we watch out for the Clippers now with John Wall?
Man, dude played zero games.
Oh, man. He hasn't played much, I will say.
I do think we have completely forgotten about the Clippers because they are going to get Kawhi back.
Right.
And they are going to have PG-13, and they are going to have now John Wall. I'll bet you, you can do worse than John Wall as your third best option.
I don't know what the heck to expect from John Wall.
I don't know
He
either.
Hasn't played, and I mean, Eric and I were talking about this yesterday.
He can be super fresh.
What is it, 2 years since he's seen any playing time?
It's been a little bit weird with the way that it's gone for him. He played in 2018. He played 30 games. In 2017, he played 41 games. It was the 19-20 season. He didn't play at all. And then 2021, he played 40, and then he didn't play at all last year. So, I mean, you're talking about dating back to 2017, this dude has played in like 120 games. Mm. So it's not much. I mean, there's a stat out there that like Dirk has played more games than John Wall has dating back to like 2018.
Oh, I do remember seeing that in the regular season.
Yeah, it's just a crazy stat there. So, yeah, it's tough to know what to expect, but if you're getting him at like vet minimum or something extremely,
why not?
It's like, hey,
take the risk.
The reward here is that John Wall becomes John Wall again, and holy smokes, that's a heck of a talented trio there.
Absolutely.
With the Clippers.
Brittany Griner is going to be detained in Russia for another 6 months, and her court date is set for July 1st, as this is just a saga that seems never ending for Brittany Griner.
Get this poor girl out of there, man. It's taking so long. Now, granted, she broke it up. You can't break other countries' laws. Like, that's, you're just asking for it because they don't have the same rules necessarily that we do. Like, we have like a right to a speedy trial. She's going to be sitting in detention for like 6 months before she even gets this thing. I mean, it's going to happen, next week, July 1? But she's been there for months
now.
just sitting around.
It's terrible.
Sucks.
That's a wild story, bro.
And so is everything that's going on with the Washington Commanders and Dan Snyder. Apparently, he's declined to accept the House Committee's subpoena, according to sources.
Could you imagine having so much money that you just tell the federal government, nah.
I'm good. Sorry.
We're all right here.
I'm declining.
Just going to go to my island that I own.
Gosh, yeah. I'll use my Goodell meat shield and I'll be fine.
I'll get on international waters and you can try to chase me down with a pirate ship.
I get it. I've talked to Cowboy fans about this, and they think, no, I don't want Dan Snyder to have his team taken away. I don't want Washington to be any good. No. I don't think it's going to matter. I do. There's no reason for him to have ownership of this team. The NFL needs to vote to have it taken away. What are they doing? This is terrible.
Well, it's. I mean, you blame the NFL. It's the owners of the team that really get to decide. Like,
I said, the NFL owners.
Yeah, all the other 31 owners get to decide, and they probably all have a pretty good idea where the bodies are buried for each other.
Well, he gave them the perfect out as soon as he went ahead and messed with the books and took money out of their pockets.
I agree.
That's all they have to lean on.
I agree.
He pooped where he sleeps, and now they have the perfect out to say, hey, we can just fall back on that. We don't have to worry about any of the other misconduct stuff.
Pooping where he sleeps, but not where he eats.
Right.
Yes. That was definitely
you can't do where you eat. Right. You can't do where you eat, man. No.
Now we have lawsuits that have been filed against the Houston Texans because of, allegedly, the team enabled Deshaun Watson's behavior.
Yeah, they gave him the NDAs and everything.
They gave him the NDAs.
The hotel rooms.
And the hotel. Now, he may have had, that may be a contract thing where he gets a hotel room. I don't know. Right? They'll have to find that out.
Sure.
I do want to know, like, because Tony Busby said he's the attorney for the alleged victims.
We have Tony Busby and we have Rusty Harden.
Yeah. So Busby said they knew or should have known. And I'm thinking to myself, okay. Why should they have known? Like, should they have known that he was doing all this stuff? Like, do most employers know what their employees do off site? I don't know. Like, I was thinking to myself, why should they have known? Like, they certainly could have known.
Yeah, I mean,
and maybe they did know, but I don't know that they should have known.
I don't know. I
think it's likely they knew, though.
If they provided the hotel rooms, they provided the NDAs, they had to know something weird was going on. And honestly, and it's not to, like, blame the alleged victims in this scenario, but, like, if you're one of these massage ladies, it's like, okay, you're giving me an NDA and you're making me go to a hotel room to perform this situation. This smells a little fishy on the front end.
It smells totally fishy. Oh, of course.
It is.
Oh, yeah. It smells very, very fishy. Sure. I just look at it, like, from the way he said that. I was like, yeah, I personally think they knew. But I don't know that I could say as an attorney they should have known.
Mm.
I don't know. Just that, you know me. I like to read into to words.
Yeah.
I read in everything.
You read into the words.
I don't read.
Right.
I read in everything.
You just read into the words.
Right.
I like that about you. What was the Cowboys' best offseason move? Do you have any interest in a reunion with this former Cowboy and a great story about Joe Burrow that will only grow his legend? That next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Jayron Kearse was the single best move of the Cowboys offseason. I defy you to tell me otherwise. 877-881-1053. A Tolo Tuesday morning stands for Turn It On, Leave It On here on your DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. It is Sean and RJ with Sean Sharif and Troy Hughes out on vacation. Gaylord Choppy still holding it down with two fists of the G-Bag Nation. Myself, Eric Chiafalo, and Zach Walchuk. Thank you so much for waking up with us this morning. Friendly reminder that three-fifths of the G-Bag Nation, myself, Zach Walchuk, and Lucius Alexander, will be out spreading the love with all of our Fort Worth Tolos this Saturday at Hop Fusion Ale Works. Right there, East Broadway in Fort Worth. We'll be there from 1 to 4. It's the Brew Crew Tour, and it's going down once again this Saturday. Of course, we will have 100 of our one-of-a-kind pint glasses to give out. Hop Fusion, super easy to find any of our listeners. It's just south of downtown Fort Worth. So they'll also have the Big Cat Burgers for all the food needs there. So we'll be doing burgers and beers, Hop Fusion, Fort Worth, Brew Crew Tour. Rides on. We look forward to seeing you, myself and Zach Walchuk and Lucius Alexander. All right. Now, Cowboys offseason, are we all in agreement about Jayron Kearse? That's the single best move, right?
From a player standpoint, we don't want to go with Dan Quinn just coming back.
I guess that's fair. I'll allow it.
Find a way to say, hey, there was one that might have been better.
I guess Dan Quinn is probably more important to the defense than Jayron Kearse is.
But from a player standpoint,
there's no argument.
Mammoth.
It has to be Jayron.
I would think it has to be Jayron. I'm trying to think of who else it could possibly be.
It's like, what else did they do here? I mean, maybe you say drafting Tyler Smith, or you liked one of these other draft picks that they brought in, Tolbert, something like that.
Yeah, I think they hit on some of these picks, but from a free agent standpoint, certainly.
Re-signing Gallup? I don't know. Some people might feel like that's the best move.
I like Kearse more than Gallup.
But Jayron Kearse is the one.
Bite your tongue, young man.
I'm sorry. I'm not biting anything.
He's made a real change in his life. He's not a biter anymore.
No? Okay. No.
And I like Gallup. It's nothing against him. But I do think there is a massive wow factor. When Jayron Kearse steps onto the field, he is the leader of that secondary, but specifically the safety group. I mean, it is a massive change in okay, the general has stepped out here, folks.
Yeah, and he stands out physically. He's a monster. But it's not only bringing him back, but it's also the deal that they got him at. 2 years, $10 million.
Steal.
I mean, it was something that I would consider a steal, no question about it. And, I mean, Kearse was Cowboys' leading tackler last year. And it is, he plays a safety position, but he's versatile all over the place. He was the quarterback of the defense where he had the green dot. Yeah. He was the one communicating everything. And Dan Quinn loves to do the big nickel looks where you got three safeties on the field and Jayron Kearse is acting as a linebacker.
Right.
And so the Cowboys do a ton of that. And so one of the reasons why they're able to is having a guy like Jayron Kearse and his versatility. I think he was the surest tackler in the league last year as well.
Absolutely.
Not only the leading tackler for the Cowboys, but he just doesn't miss tackles.
Yeah.
It was a complete surprise last year how good he was.
Amazing. I think he had four missed tackles all year, which was good for like second in the league in terms of like starting safety or something. It was fantastic.
He was also incredible against tight ends. You know, he did a really good job against some of the best tight ends in football, mm-hmm. and that was an area the Cowboys were struggling with ever since Byron Jones left. You know, they had a matchup there where you could put Byron against some of the best tight ends in the game, and they were searching for that ever since he left to go to Miami. Kearse has been a really good matchup with some of the better tight ends. A good text-in was the 682, and I'm glad that somebody is texting this because most of the people are always hating on this player, but restructuring Tank. And I think a lot of the negative towards Tank is how much money he's making. Now when you're basically paying that guy $10 million a year, I think that's a steal for the type of player that you're getting for him, who does everything right. When you watch the All-22, he is without question still one of the best players on that Cowboys defense. But I get and I understand the sack numbers aren't where you want them to be.
Yeah, that was definitely a solid move. I thought you were going to go with the 903's text saying bringing back Brian Angerer.
I do like bringing back Brian Angerer, but I wasn't going to say that just because I knew that would upset you. You don't believe that people, that punters are people and kickers are people.
I think that's not true. They're just not football players.
Right. There's a difference. But you need them. They're necessary civilians on your team.
Amen. Amen.
They're just civilians. They're just civilians.
Whatever, dude. How many games did the Cowboys lose last year, you think, because they didn't have a good kicker?
They're important. Well, they lost a total of 5, so I don't know.
Maybe all of them.
They would have been undefeated if they had a respectable kicker last year.
Hey, you said it, baby. Year. He's fine. He was fine.
He was not fine. Greg Zuerlein?
He was fine. Huh. They put him
He won you the game in Los Angeles.
Yeah, they put
Peyton,
him in.
Now you want to talk?
Got you to overtime in New England.
He wasn't great. He wasn't very good. But
Peyton's a football guy, man.
You know, when you I don't like to look at.
When Kay Adams is on the screen.
She's gone. Where'd she go? She left.
Yeah. She's an Amazonian woman now.
Yeah, Amazonian. That's right. There you go.
Love the Amazonians. Okay, so I also wanted to bring this to the table here, gentlemen. We have a fun little story about Joe Burrow back in college at LSU.
Oh, yeah.
And Joe Burrow was the man. And everybody loves Joe Burrow. There's not much to dislike about him. What he was able to do on the field for the Bengals. And he's just kind of a cool cat, man. Everybody's seeing it's Joe cool. Everybody likes him. And so when he was the quarterback at LSU, there is a there's a former Chargers former LSU Tiger defensive lineman now with the Los Angeles Chargers. His name's Braden Fajoco. I don't think he's related to Simi Fajoco, but I might be wrong. Okay, might be just an extremely talented fan.
I'm gonna look him up because you know Simi's got a very unique look.
Well, Braden Fajoco, former teammate at LSU of Joe Burrow, defensive lineman, recounts a story of a spring practice where Joe Burrow was playing quarterback. It's ones versus ones. It's red zone. And the NFL linebacker for the Ravens, Patrick Queen, stepped over the line a little bit and hit Burrow. You never hit Burrow or a quarterback in practice. And just listen to this story here as it's told by a former LSU defensive lineman.
So senior year, spring ball. I mean, it's you know how it is, bro. Nobody wants to practice during spring ball. We're doing red zone, and you know how Coach O is. He stops the period before we get into the red zone, and he's like, I want good on good, best on best. I want you to rip somebody's ass. And so they do like a play action, and Joe like runs a fade. So he throws the fade, and D-line just reaching for the quarterback. Patrick Queen like just kind of overreaches and like hits Joe, and it's not a hard hit. But it's the quarterback. It's crazy. Like, usually you hit a quarterback, the O-line's fighting and stuff. Really? The first person to throw a punch was Joe. And then after that, like, he was like, no, f*** that. Like, keep him out. We're going to finish this period. Dice this up.
Okay, man. Alpha Joe Burrow says, nah, I will punch you, Patrick Queen, beast of a linebacker. And then I'll say, no, you're staying on the field, and I'm going to dice up the ones. And that's apparently exactly what he did.
What an absolute stud. And my research is telling me no, unfortunately, no relationship between the Fajocos.
Dang it. Okay. Dang it's it, all man. Good.
The hair, though, is quality for both.
Yeah, the Fajoco hair is a real treasure. It is.
And Braden actually, Texas Tech to LSU. So some that was the really? Connection there.
Okay. Very good. Now, Patrick Queen, so I actually just saw it. So Patrick Queen's the guy in the story who hits Joe Burrow in practice, right? He's a linebacker for the Ravens. Well, he just commented on a tweet from Marlon Humphrey, who's a teammate of his, formerly of Alabama, now a teammate of his with the Ravens, one of the better corners in the league. Marlon Humphrey tweeted out, "Sweet home Alabama, smells good outside. Fun week/weekend ahead. Let's go." So Marlon Humphrey's going back to hometown Alabama. This is cool. July 4th weekend. Former LSU linebacker Patrick Queen and now teammate with the Ravens of Marlon Humphrey just commented on it on Twitter and just said, cousin lover.
Oh, man.
That's some shots fired there.
Yeah, it is. Especially like, you know, half of Louisiana. North Louisiana is basically southern Arkansas.
Yeah, and Arkansas is sort of the mecca there. Or is it West Virginia?
I think it's, you know, they've got their own. They're fighting. They got some infighting going on. Which one's?
Got some inbreeding.
Yeah, which one's top notch on that one? My thing is, what was that initial tweet? Sweet home Alabama smells so good. I've been to Alabama. Doesn't smell so good.
Doesn't.
No.
A lot of bugs driving through there.
Dude, a lot
Your car
of
will
bugs
look a lot very nasty.
Hey, I did want to mention to you guys a couple of things here. The first of which is the Mavericks' $10.9 million trade exception from the Josh Richardson trade officially expired last night at 11 o'clock.
It did.
So they will not be able to utilize that this summer, which is
wasted.
Definitely, I know it was a bit of a waste. I wish they would have timed out the trade for Josh Richardson a little bit later last year so that it could be like in the middle of when everything's going down. You know, even if it was just delay it by like 5 or 6 days.
Time it to match the start of free agency.
Right, that would have been nice. So they swing and miss there. And then Luka and Goran Dragic are playing together for Slovenia right now. And they were at the podium together doing a little presser. And they asked about the possibility of them playing together in Dallas next season. And Luka's response was, I would like to answer that, but I think it's a $100,000 penalty if I did. You should ask the GM about that.
How is that a penalty for him? Players can't tamper. We've known this for years.
Yeah, they're always talking to each other.
Yeah, that's what they do. You can't. Employees can't tamper in a CBA kind of thing like that.
But at least our guy's thinking about it. Or is that actually a detriment? We don't want our guy thinking about that.
Yeah, just go recruit, bro. Dame Lillard's posting photoshops of Kevin Durant in Portland Trailblazer uniforms.
Yeah, we need Luka not worrying about this.
Goran said that we can't talk about it till July 1st, which is rapidly approaching, boys and girls.
I can't
get ready.
I can't believe it's July.
Yeah.
Almost.
It is pretty wild.
Yeah, the Griner thinks this week. It's insane.
It's insane that it's almost July.
Yeah, I mean, we are inching closer and closer to Oxnard,
California.
It's
July 4th weekend.
Why does everything have to go by so fast?
Time moves very quickly, Gaylord.
The quicker we get to football, the happier I'm going to be.
No, that's fine. I'm not saying that, but the quicker we get to football means the quicker I'm going to get to 43. Like, just pause things here a little bit.
Well, you still look fantastic.
Thank you. I know. I'm aging like fine wine.
You don't say I know, okay? Just be humble about it.
I said thank you.
No, yeah.
You did say thank you.
There's no humility in Gaylord Choppy.
I'm not questioning
great.
Your manners at all.
You know, sometimes you real game recognize game and, you know, recognize myself.
We have... We have some good Mavs conversation.
I can't even say that with a straight face.
Potential,
such a douche.
Potential Mavs free agent fits coming up at the top of the hour. Who would be your ideal home run derby field? And Walchuk's got some e-news for us. Where's the rum gone? Christian Bale back as Batman? All that and more next right here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We have the Home Run Derby and the MLB All-Star Game, which is fast approaching. You can still go out and vote for your favorite Texas Rangers to make the All-Star team. You can just go to TexasRangers.com or MLB.com to vote for that. Rangers victorious last night 10-4. They're back at it tonight, 6:30 pregame. with Jared Sandler. First pitch at 7:10 from Kauffman Stadium with the Hall of Famer Eric Nadell and Matt Hicks. But before we get to some entertainment news, there was a fun article from CBSSports.com picking their ideal eight slugger field for the Dodgers Stadium Showcase via the Home Run Derby. I think the one player that I'd love to see in the Home Run Derby is Aaron Judge, and he's since said that he's not going to be competing. You know, the Home Run Derby's kind of turned out like the slam dunk contest.
Yeah, we don't want to do it.
We don't get to see our favorites.
No, like they, you know, Judge did it once. He won. He's like, yep, I'm done. You won't see him. Whether you think it's going to screw your swing up and you're going to have a terrible second half of the year or not, these guys just don't want to do it anymore.
It's annoying. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
Go out there and just do this.
Like let's throw some money on that. They're putting $1 million on the line, whatever. They've got to find a way.
There's a way we can make this work. Maybe we just lessen the amount of rounds. Maybe we just do one round or two.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, TV pays money for that, right? They don't want to do that.
Or is there a way to add other events or something we can to help fill that airtime? I mean, let's do something to help incentivize the best hitters in the game to do this.
Yeah.
Because if we're talking about, like, who would you want to see in this? To me, the top two guys would be Judge. I want to see Vlad Guerrero Jr., Pete Alonso. You want to get the best hitters in the game to do it. And I can somewhat understand the justification, but you get stuck with some of the guys that are like, eh, I mean, like Kyle Schwarber, he should be in this. Yordan Alvarez should be in this.
Yes, Yordan. Forgot about him. So, like, I'm just writing down a list here. You know, Schwarber, I want to see Bryce.
Okay.
Yes, I want to see Bryce. I want to see Shohei.
You do want to see Shohei?
I do. I want to see Stanton.
Okay, yeah.
All right. I mean, these are guys that have been. Here's what I don't want to see. I don't want to see Alex Bregman hitting 365-foot line drive home run.
I don't want to see Bregman in there either.
I want to see absolute moonshots. Like these towering, high, ridiculous bombs. That's what I want to see.
I hear that. I'd like to get Daniel Vogelbach in there.
You know,
how's that sound?
Jock Peterson, man. I feel like a show.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm glad you brought up Jock Peterson. I actually forgot we had this audio. So you remember the Jock Peterson, Tommy Pham stuff, right?
Duh.
And do you want to go ahead and just reset this for anyone
that might not know? Yeah, Tommy Pham's a jerk. That's the reset. Tommy Pham's a jerk.
It's all about this fantasy football beef.
They were in a fantasy football league, and I guess Jock Peterson used the IR in a way that Tommy Pham thought was, you know, disrespectful, stupid, whatever. And Pham confronts him a year and a half later, mind you, in the outfield and slaps him.
He does.
Open hand slap.
So this is Chris Rose, who does a show on MLB Network, does a great job. He has Jock's former teammates on the show with him, and he asked them about Tommy Pham slapping Jock Peterson. Here's the audio for you.
Josh, what was your reaction when your former teammate Jock Peterson got slapped in the face by Tommy Pham?
What the hell, Jock? Do something back. First and foremost, what the hell are you doing letting somebody slap you? That's number one. Number two, I knew it was going to happen. I saw the text message.
You weren't in the league.
I'm not in the league. No,
this was going on all of last year. So we would hear about this in our clubhouse before this ever happened. And the biggest one was when we went to San Diego that end of the year. And he literally did not leave the clubhouse. Jock did not leave the clubhouse because he knew Tommy Pham was out there and Tommy Pham wanted to slap him and beat him up. And so he just stayed inside the clubhouse, didn't take BP for 3 days, just hid inside the cage and then would come out to the game. It was fantastic. Wow. So the whole clubhouse, everybody knew this. And he thought that it had, like, you know, Tommy left or that Pham had left the league and like he was good to go, came out. And then, yeah.
What a grudge to hold. I mean, that's been a year in the making. And he just said, walked up to him, slapped him.
Well, first of all, how do you not know he's still in the league? Second of all, man, you can't be you're a Major League Baseball player. You're going to sit in the clubhouse for 3 days. I take BP.
I'm only going to come out for the start of the game.
Because you're scared of Tommy Pham? Bro, come on now.
It's amazing the fantasy football beef and how real that got. And this is all over. Tommy Pham accuses Jock Peterson of cheating because he stashed an injured player on his bench. And I get it. I mean, I've had heated... I think we all have. I mean, if you take fantasy football seriously, we get into passionate fights over this with our buddies, especially if there's a lot of money involved in this.
Yeah.
But I thought that was an incredible story about just how Jock Peterson was dodging Tommy Pham last year.
How? Like a Tommy fan, like, come on now. Like, what are you going to do? He's using the rules of the league. What are you getting upset about? I never understood why he was so upset. You know, be upset at Trout for being a bad commissioner. Don't be upset at Jock Peterson. Mm-hmm. And Jock, be a man, dude. Don't be sitting out there in the clubhouse scared of going out there to take BP because you got to confront Tommy Pham.
Yeah, and he ended up getting slapped anyways.
Yeah.
He did.
How'd that work out for you? So you basically wasted 3 days of your life in the clubhouse.
That's right.
And Chris Roadshow on John Boy Media now. He moved on from MLB Network. So
hang on a second. How does Chris Rowe, how does John Boy Media, who basically made a career out of posting 30-second videos of, you know, ball strike calls, afford to get Chris Rose away from the MLB Network?
He's blowing up, man.
Yeah. Dude. The John Boy guy, that whole situation has...
Making a lot of money.
Skyrocketed, yeah.
A lot of money. A lot of texts coming back in terms of who they'd like to see in the Home Run Derby. Chaz Chisholm, absolutely. Yeah. Josh Bell, Jesuit's own. He can smash.
Is he in D.C. now?
He is. He just had a really good series for the Nationals here in Arlington.
That's right, he did.
Luke Voit. Giancarlo Stanton.
Oh, God, Voit.
And how about Adolis Garcia? I'd like to see El Bombi in the Home Run Derby.
I mean, we've got an easy 8 to 10 guys you just named. They can easily make this work.
No doubt. A couple of the other names that CBS Sports listed, Austin Riley of the Braves, Will Smith of the Dodgers, Rafael Devers of the Red Sox.
Will Smith can really smack him out of there.
He can. Mike Trout's never done it.
He's never done a home run
derby?
He's
never done the home run derby. I, for some reason, thought that he had.
I thought he had. I thought he went homerless.
In 2019, he said, maybe 1 year, I'll say to myself, hey, let's do it. But he's actually never done it.
Huh.
And then Byron Buxton of the Twins, who I never really thought of as a power hitter, but...
He's got 30 pop.
He does. I mean, his home run numbers are there.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be fun. And he's an under-the-radar player.
Dude, Aaron Judge is on pace for 61 homers this year.
Him and the Yankees are... out of this world.
They'll get knocked out in the first round, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
If they play the Astros.
I know, right?
They've been outstanding, man. Their pitching, I saw to where their collective pitching was, like, better than Mariano Rivera's, like, the height of his
powers. I think they're on pace for, like, 119 wins, which, like, set the record.
Yeah, they're crushing right now.
There's no way they can keep that up, right? Like, you can't keep that up.
There's no way.
I know that it's...
You think they're due for a post-All-Star break collapse to come back to the field?
I mean, we're 70 games in here, and they're playing at a 7-something clip. Like, that's not – nobody would have thought that's sustainable either. I don't know. Maybe it's just one of those years. They keep making comebacks.
And don't worry. 682 caught the Will Smith reference. I just – Eric's beating me down with the slap jokes when it comes to the Will Smith stuff.
I kind of love it.
It's just it's good. Don't get me wrong. Now, let's slide into some entertainment news. There's a lot that has kind of happened over the last couple of days. First off – you two Italian brethren, and maybe I'll have a quiz on who's the better Italian later on in the week between you two.
Choppy's a vet. I mean...
Oh, you're already conceding defeat.
No, not at all. I'm just lowering expectations, and then I'm going to come over the top with it.
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, what's your chest and stomach look like?
Shaved right now, so it doesn't look that hairy.
Okay, so you hate on the arm shavers, but you're cool with the chest and tummy
shavers.
Well,
I didn't want to have the natural sunscreen.
Oh, okay, you had a shirtless river weekend. Yeah. I get that.
I'm giving you both homework assignments, and now I found a reason why there's no excuse for either of you.
No excuses?
No excuses. Play like a champion. You can score 1 month of Paramount Plus for free in support of women's soccer, baby. All right? Through July 18th, you can sign up for a free month of Paramount Plus by using the code GLORY. All right, now this is in support of women's soccer this summer because they've got the CONCACAF Women's Championship where 8 women's clubs are going to compete in the tournament with the goal of qualifying for the 2023 Women's World Cup, if I can speak here, in Australia.
It was a mouthful.
It was. But the whole reason for this is one of the best shows that I've seen recently, The Offer, which is all about the making of The Godfather, is on Paramount Plus. I told Eric about this yesterday. RJ, no, you're a big fan of The Godfather. This show's incredible. It's 10 episodes long. You both really need to watch this. Eric, I know you're a big Godfather fan. It's truly a must-watch show.
The Offer.
The Offer.
Lucius has been all about this. Walchuk now. Every time I see him, like by
I
way
just
of
finished
hello
it yesterday.
And greetings, like this is amazing.
I binged it in 2 days.
Hour okay. episodes?
They're about 45 minutes to an hour long.
Perfect. 45 minutes.
Yep.
Love it.
Really good.
Oh, man, I got so many things I got to watch, though.
I know, but this should probably go to the top. This is right up your alley, man.
Can you add things to the list and move them right to the top? Isn't that, is that how it works?
I think you just go ahead and bypass. It bypasses everything and goes straight to the top.
All right.
Walchuk's biggest problem is whenever he does end up having kids, he's gonna realize, wow, I can't just decide to binge something in 2 days.
Yeah, but that's not true because you've come back to me with stuff that you've binged. No, so I know when you want to watch something, you find time to watch it.
It took me like a month and a half to finish the final season of Ozark. Like it's been a tough run right now.
Make sure you got hustle in.
I had more time when I had more time when I had young kids.
Really?
Oh my god!
Oh man,
dude, what's your kids getting to sports?
Yeah, I guess that's true. Your weekends are
what weekends?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Shuffling back and forth, like you know, I the sport, the cost is outrageous. Practices, you know, with two kids. I mean, and we got we drew the unlucky straws this year.
Did you?
None of them practice on the same night, so it's every single night something different of the week.
Wow. Christian Bale
I can
also
tell
said
love that.
He would consider playing Batman again, but under one condition. Christopher Nolan would have to ask him to do it.
Ask him nicely?
He would have to
he
be
must
directing
say please.
Another Batman film, and then he would come back and play the Caped Crusader.
Hey, I'd be 100% in on that. I would welcome that. I was not crazy about the Twilight vampire guy that they just used.
Edward?
Yeah, Edward.
Oh, you didn't like Robert Pattinson?
I can't say that was something that
not
I
not up your alley?
I just couldn't take him seriously. Loved Catwoman. Wasn't in on the Batman.
I liked
Batman
him. I thought he was
casting.
Fine as Batman.
Were you constantly looking for Bella? Is that what you were looking for?
That's exactly what I was
you
doing.
Thought he was going to sparkle?
I was waiting for the werewolf guy to show up.
Is it Jacob? Is that who it was?
Yeah, look at you, man. The Twilight knowledge pouring out of
RJ
right now.
I love Twilight. I love the Twilight saga.
Choppy glistens in the sun
as
well.
What, New Moon? Is it New Moon? Is that your favorite? Or is it New Dawn? Whatever it is.
I don't know, but I think that might have been the worst one.
I don't have a favorite.
Or New Moon?
But we also have, and this cannot be true, Johnny Depp playing Jack Sparrow again.
There
even though
talks.
He said he would never do this.
So apparently he could reprise his role. Now, This is the rumor. It would be for $301 million.
Woo! Maybe it'll happen.
So he got dumped by the franchise in 2018 amid these allegations from Amber Heard. And Disney allegedly dropped the bombshell in a new interview with the Aussie outlet Pop Topic. The deal is reportedly for Johnny Depp to return as Jack Sparrow. He's 59 years old. And he could get $301 million. And if I were him, I'd tell them to go take a hike.
You wouldn't do it?
Y'all dropped me when I had allegations against me? Sorry, ain't doing that.
Double or nothing.
You shouldn't have dropped me then. I didn't do anything wrong. I told you I didn't do anything wrong. What'd you drop me for? Because you want the bad PR? Man.
I would.
Someday, someone's going to hold companies
really
accountable.
No interest. No interest in it.
I've never seen any of them.
Really? No. First one's really good. I don't know about the
I've rest. Heard good things. I just never... Not my cup of tea.
10 potential Mavs free agent fits. Do any of these names interest you? Let's talk about that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.